Hello.
Hello, is there Elizabeth Hargrove?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. I don't know if you're able to help us with this survey.
Go ahead.
Okay. Just a moment. Okay, so are you speaking with me?
Excuse me? Am I what?
Okay, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
You can stop right there. I definitely will vote.
Okay, definitely vote. Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, what is your race?
I prefer not to say, well, you need that. I'm black, African American.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, what is your age?
77.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, and the 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
So, fighting racism and discrimination, how important is for you? Between 0 to 10.
It's very important to me.
Okay. Can you provide me a number?
Oh, excuse me. Let me see. The good numbers were... What, 0 to 10?
Yes, correct. 0 to 10.
So we would be in the range of very important. So what is that, a 9? Something like that.
The highest one is the number 10.
Is 9. We'll give it a 9.
Number 9 or 10?
All right. Well, let's go on for the top. We'll do 10.
Okay. So, okay, and the other one is protecting voting rights and democracy. How important is for you?
That's a 10.
Okay, reducing crime and gun violence.
And the question that goes with that is what?
I just heard you.
Go ahead.
Reducing crime and gun violence, how important is that?
Oh, reducing, because I didn't hear what the first word was. A 10,
okay. Making housing more affordable?
We'll go with an 8.
8, okay. Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I need you to repeat that. What was the very first word? Do I think...
Okay, sure. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Worse, okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two options, okay? So I will give you the options right now. Cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, marijuana, and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, opioids,
none of those kind of things. But names that I've heard is, what do you say, crack, cocaine, and... you said something else. I don't really know anything about drugs, so...
Okay, so it'll be crack and cocaine?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Just that one?
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Okay. I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I'll give that maybe a 7.
I mean, you are agree or disagree?
I agree.
And somewhat agree or strongly disagree, sorry?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. Okay, now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product, okay? E-cigarettes or vapes? Are you familiar with that?
Cigarettes. Am I familiar with cigarettes?
Yes. Or vapes? Okay, very familiar. Or somewhat.
With cigarettes, very familiar.
Okay. And heat, not burn tobacco products?
What kind of tobacco products?
It says heat, not burn tobacco products. Are you familiar with that or not familiar?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Okay. Oral nicotine pouches? Go ahead.
I'm somewhat familiar. Yeah, I'm familiar with nicotine. But, well, all cigarettes have nicotine, don't they?
Okay, so somewhat familiar would be, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of prevent death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I'm going to read you the list options, okay, for the responses. Okay, so more education and anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans?
I would say more education.
More education. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one of the following...
Wait. Come on, how many more questions do you have?
Okay, in this case, the survey doesn't show me how many questions are, but if you want, I can do it quicker.
Hurry up, because you did catch me in the middle of something.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do it quicker, okay? So, please, okay, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one of the following statements do you agree with more, okay? So, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. And the other one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through additional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. So which one of those options?
I'll go with the last one.
With the last one, okay. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Actually, I've heard the word vaping, but I don't even know. I don't know what that is. I can't answer that with an opinion.
So you would say that is much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
I really don't know. I have no opinion on that.
Okay, no opinion. Okay, now I'm going to read you to some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco.
Okay, look, I'm finished with this survey, because if you were calling to just ask information about smoking, you should have told me that in the beginning. I know you're doing a job, but I'm done, okay?
So you enjoy
the rest of your evening. I am done. Goodbye.
Okay, in this case, just if the 60%, can I call you back then? Thank you.